Hello and welcome to another episode of Pop or Flop with your hosts. I'm EJ.
And I'm Nathan.
And this is the K-pop episode. Let us know what you think about the intro. I like the intro. Nathan, you don't like the intro? It was just the loud,
but that, like, and which is how the music just got suddenly loud, and you couldn't turn it off.
Oh,
I'm dying.
Oh my god. Okay, welcome to another Pop or Flop episode. We're gonna be talking about K-pop today. My particular forte. So the plan I was gonna work. So I'm going to have my episode, and it's going to have an episode. This is my episode. I chose this topic. I'm going to teach Nathan about K-pop. And at the end of this episode, Nathan is going to be a K-pop connoisseur. He's going to have a favorite group. He's going to have a bias.
Nobody said that.
He's going to be so excited about K-pop and the interest in the industry. He's gonna be able to just, you know, you're gonna have a favorite group. We're gonna have you standing somebody by the end of this episode.
Do you think I can't walk? Of course I can stand someone. No! I don't stand people though.
Okay. So the way the episode is gonna work, I have some notes of things that we need to go over for Nathan to have a foundation of K-pop knowledge. So we're gonna talk about, you know, what K-pop is, you know, where it comes from, how it started. We're gonna talk a little bit about, you know, how it got over here, the pop, you know, how we all know how it got over here, or how it, you know, reached a mass fame in the States. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go over some terms you need to know to better understand what these people are talking about. We're going to talk about some key differences between Western music and K-pop music, which I think, you know, is also kind of interesting to look at. Then we're going to go through some music. I'm gonna try to play some of my favorite groups, and then maybe find some music that maybe matches your music taste and see how that works.
If I call your group trash, don't get sad about it. Don't pin your feelings.
I won't have to do anything. I'ma just call the group. I got the push speed dial. And then we're gonna go over some scandals.
Okay. Who doesn't like a good scandal?
Olivia Pope. Alright. So let's get right into it. So Nathan, what do you know about K-pop?
I know that it's Korean pop. Yeah, that's like really well. I think I know a few groups.
Oh, you know some groups already. What groups do you know?
I think, other than the main one that's over here, or that is like the, you know, popular, I guess, over here.
What's that?
Like, Blackpink. Okay. I guess BTS, but a lot of people don't like them, so I don't know. Isn't Big Bang one of them?
Big Bang is a group.
Yeah.
They're an older group, but yeah.
I know that one for my sister. Yeah.
Oh. Free her.
What do you free? Okay.
Free her from the shackles.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So, let's talk about the origins of K-pop. So, as we all know what pop music is, right? We have a lot of pop music over here, same around the world. So, K-pop stands for Korean pop. And its origins start with the Kim sisters. So, the Kim sisters are this group of three Korean women. And they basically did Korean versions of popular American pop songs at the time of their life. So they would do covers phonetically, and they would sing their songs, and getting a lot of traction over there, and then gained traction here. But that was just pop music in Korean. The first real Korean pop that we think of as like K-pop as it is now is a group known as COTGN Boys. So they're like the first like boy group that when you think of K-pop and it's how it's formulated now, how it is.
Someone caught being robbed.
Who getting robbed outside? My God. Do we what?
Let's hope they got insurance.
Right. Because it was actually Nathan.
I don't have a car.
I know. That's why you robbing them. All right. So how it got over here. So K-pop has been popular in the United States for as long as K-pop has existed. However, it really got its first main traction and blew up with the group known as BTS, or the Bangtan Boys.
Oh, that's what they're called?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're a boy group, and they basically somehow, for some reason, I have no idea because the music's not that good, but we're not going to get into that because I don't want to die when I go home, because they're gonna kill me.
Their army is crazy.
Exactly. They actually, yeah, that's their fan name, the army. And guess where they're going right now? The army. Exactly.
They will be lighting it up like dynamite. Okay.
I hate you. But basically, you know, they just, for some reason, those teenage women found those, that group of seven, popular, and now they own us. Okay, so let's go over some terms that you need to know to better understand the K-pop industry. How about that? Let's say that. Okay. So, the first word I have on this list is the BG and a GG. So what do you think that means?
That's not appropriate. what is it?
BG and GG. What do you think that stands for?
I don't know. Like, the only thing that's come to my head is like, bad girl and good girl. Like, I don't...
Like, so what? It's the abbreviation for girl groups versus boy groups. So One thing you'll notice in K-pop is that there's never groups that mix gender. You either have boy groups and you have girl groups. Now, if you're a boy group stan, that means you're fat, ugly, and have no job.
Okay.
And if you like girl groups, that means, you know, you're beautiful, stunning, all that.
So why do they call it GG and BG? Like, saying boy group and girl group, like, they both, like, both girl and group and boy and group all have one syllable. Like,
they don't say it out loud. This is like when they type it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would say it out loud. That's how you get bullied.
I already get bullied by you, Nathan.
Oh.
So basically,
please edit that.
So yeah, they're like in each generation, which we'll get into generations in a second, but each generation you have boy groups and you have girl groups. It doesn't actually mean you're fat if you like boy groups, but yeah. Boy groups are generally, you know, there's a certain demographic that likes boy groups and there's a certain demographic that likes girl groups, and I think you can already guess what the demographics are.
Yeah.
So let's talk about generations. That's awesome. Something that's kind of important. So there's different generations in K-pop when they talk about groups. So we're on our fourth generation right now. So there's the first generation, which was the 90s to the 1000s. And then the second generation, which was 1000s to the 10,000s. Third generation was 10,000s to like 2020. And then we're in our fourth gen right now. So the groups that are coming out right now are fourth gen. So first generation groups are kind of
old. So that's things like Wonder Girl. So they have, that was like a first generation girl group. They have like older music. Second generation, that's where your sister's group comes in. Big Bang and Super Junior. And I'm pretty sure 2NE1. You've heard of 2NE1 the song. We'll go on to 2NE1. But 2NE1? What? 2NE1.
These names are so confusing.
No, we'll get into the names of groups in a minute. Then third generation, that's where the big boom. The third gen is when the big boom of K-pop starts. So that's BTS, EXO. Is that
Destiny's Child?
No. But BTS, EXO, 17 and Blackpink, those are like groups I'm sure you've heard before. Mm-hmm. But a lot of that, those groups. And then there's fourth gen, which is when I got into K-pop. So you have groups like NewJeans, NMIX, Le Sserafim, TXT, I don't know any boy groups.
I swear at one point, saying those names, you like called me like a bad word. What?
NCT. There's like a bunch of groups in NCT. We'll talk about that. Luna. We love Luna. You know who Luna is.
I've heard of the name.
It's 12 of them.
Oh, wait. Whoa. That's a lot of people.
But yeah. So there's different generations in K-pop, and that's kind of how they block the groups together. In each generation, there's different. So there's basically different companies that are over the groups. So in the West, you've heard of like labels, right? So the labels are like the ones that push the music, but at the forefront of that there's the groups, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, or the musical artist. So it's like the musical artist has to come up with a persona themselves, and then they get signed to a label. So it's a lot of like independent, you know, making your own music, and it's about you. With K-pop, it's more focusing on the company. So the company is gonna like basically control, but they pick people to put into a group, and then that group moves forward from there. So there's different. So the big four companies is HYBE, JYP, SM, and YG, and they have different concepts within those groups. So with HYBE, you're gonna get more like right now. They're giving more, they have really interesting concepts. So they have groups like NewJeans, which is like a Y2K kind of group. And they're a newer, HYBE is a newer label, so they just kind of came out. So they have like NewJeans, Le Sserafim, TXT. They have more modernist themes. JYP is more known for like their more girl crush, which is like when you think bright colors and things like that, and okay. Cutesy, that's what girl crush is. So they have that kind of going on for them. So that's groups like Twice. And then they have more experimental groups like NMIX. We'll play a couple of NMIX songs. I think you'll find those very interesting. And then we have SM. SM is kind of known for their storylines. They have lots of storylines in their groups. For example, they have a group known as aespa. And a lot of, they also have very experimental sounds as well. But aespa is kind of known for their storyline of like eyes and like the technological world known as Kwangya. They have like a whole storyline going on in their music and music videos. And then there's YG. And so YG is over Blackpink. And then there's also other companies as well. Those aren't the only four companies. So Luna is owned by BlockBerry Creative. However, that's a really bad company. We don't like BlockBerry Creative. They didn't pay them at all.
Oh.
So basically, they do. They're supposed to get paid, right? Mm-hmm. So, but the way that, so Luna, they had like this huge like show where they were revealing each of the girls in the group every month. But BlockBerry Creative isn't one of the big groups. So they're like, how are they paying for this? So they actually went into debt. They had no money. they were broke, and so they weren't paying the girls at all.
Oh.
And then there's also another group known as G Idol, and they're with Cube Entertainment. And so there's different groups. And so another thing we probably need to talk about is how you get into a group. So let's say Nathan Roy wants to get into a K-pop group.
Absolutely not. Okay, continue.
There's different ways you can get into one. So you can get into it by being a trainee. So one thing you might do is you go to a company and audition, and they'll, if you get in, you'll go into like a trainee phase. So you'll basically be locked away in a dorm room, and all you'll do for like up until they decide to debut you in a group, you'll just be training, learning how to dance, sing, how to put on a persona for the fans.
That sounds like fun.
And then sometimes it takes up to like 10 years before they debut somebody. Or it could take like 2 or a couple of months. But basically, you debut. So when you debut as a group, you you know, you put out your first single, and you introduce yourself with your members. But yeah. You get chosen, or you can go on a show. So they have different, basically talent shows, and you'd go on and you'd compete to get into the end. And usually at the end, whatever people are at the end, become a group. They train for a little bit and then they debut. So right now there's new seasons of Girls Planet and Boys Planet, which are two idol shows. And idols are the names of the people in the group, or like the term. They don't call them celebrities, they call them idols. But they basically compete for a spot as the member in the group. So yeah, that's the two main ways you can get into a group. And within groups, there's different positions. So one position is known as the maknae. So that's the youngest member of the group.
What?
The maknae, that's Korean. So they're like the youngest member. There's the leader of the group, right? So they're basically the head. They keep everyone in check. You have your visuals. So those are just like the pretty people.
Okay.
So if you're not good at singing, you'd be a visual or dancing. You have your main dancers. So those are the people who can dance really good. You have your lead vocalists, singers, lead rappers. And then you have your sub-vocalists.
Why is there so much? What?
And then there's also something known as the FOTG.
Why are we talking about taxes?
That's what?
What?
So the face of the group, so it's FOTG stands for face of the group. So that's the person that when you look at the group, you're like, that's the group. So for example, you know who BTS is, right? Do you know any names of the members of the group?
Suga. I don't know who that is.
That's not a good example. The face of that group, right, is the dude RM. So he's like the one that most people know when you look at the group. For, let's say, Blackpink.
Lisa?
Exactly. Okay. That's a better example. Okay. So Lisa's the face of the group. When you think about Lisa, you think about her. You think about Blackpink. Or when you think about Blackpink, you think about Lisa. You know, she has like a career by herself. Twice. You know, there's a girl named Nayeon, and she got her own solo album. She's basically the face of that group, I think. I don't know exactly who the face of that group is. For New Jeans, it's Danielle, because she looks the weird. Because she has the most recognizable face. another thing that you kind of need to know is different concepts. So each group has a different concept or like a vibe about them.
Mm-hmm.
So New Jeans, they have like I said, a Y2K kind of vibe, you know, 2000s.
Yeah.
They have like kind of like an R&B-ish kind of sound. Le Sserafim, they have very they have like a powerful theme. So they're like Le Sserafim, the way their name comes from, it's like an anagram for I'm fearless. Like if you rearrange the word, the letters for Le Sserafim, it spells I'm fearless.
Le Sserafim. Okay.
Les Terrafim. And they have like a, like, you know, like, I'm powerful. ITZY has a very like empowerment kids bop kind of sound. Love ITZY. That's, those are my girls. Then we got what else? And they usually have different concepts for each comeback. So let me think of a good example. So Kepler. So Kepler is a group, is a fourth gen group. And so for one album that is Do Blast, they had like a very summery poppy sound, and it was like very like, you know, beachy and islandy themed, because it was released in the summer. But then their most recent album, Troubleshooter, is more of like a, you know, more serious kind of theme. So that's kind of what you have. Okay. And then there's like a group called like Dreamcatcher that has like a witchy theme. So then you have different concepts that they go for.
Spooky.
So let's go into more Western versus, you know, K-pop, I guess. Albums are very different. So instead of like full-blown albums, they do mini albums. So mini albums sometimes have the same amount of songs as an album, or sometimes have less, mm-hmm. but they're pushed out more often. So one group, for example, Twice, released like three or four mini albums in 1 year. So, and so you're getting a lot of music because they milk the music out of those girls.
How many songs are like usually in the mini album?
So let's look at it. Twice. So in 2021, or like within like a few months in 2021, they had Celebrate. Mm-hmm. They had Formula of Love, Perfect World, Eyes Wide Open. So that's four, and then they just released another one, which makes it five. So in this one they had 9 songs.
That's okay.
In this one they had 7. In Formula of Love they had that was a good album. They had 16.
That's not many.
And then on Perfect World they had 10.
That's not many.
Right. They had, so that's why they're like mini albums. Instead of doing full blown songs, they do they do full blown songs, but instead of full blown albums. That way they can push out more concepts in different music.
Oh.
Because I think one thing that's kind of, I think it's kind of like a toxic trait about the K-pop is that they're very, like, companies are more focused on pushing out music to be the first people to do a concept or the first people to do an idea, so that people, like, flock to them first. And I think that's kind of a bad thing because one of the problems in K-pop is overworking. Like, in second gen, in third gen, there are, like, a lot of videos of, like, idols like falling over from exhaustion and stuff like that, because they used to like work them to the bone, but you know they've gotten better as of now. But the way albums work, so when you order an album from like, let's say SZA, what do you expect to be in the album?
I don't really know, just like a combination of songs that like usually fit like one vibe.
No, I'm talking about like packaging. Like, when you order an album, like, what do you expect to be in the packaging?
SZA.
Like, just the disc of SZA?
Okay. The list of songs that are on it, whatever pictures she took from, or whatever pictures she took for, like, the concept of that album, like the first concept, the second concept, like, the third concept. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a little bit of like how she came up with like the album.
So like when you like order the album, you're expecting like a couple of pictures on the, yeah, on the packaging and like, you know, maybe a list of songs. So the way the albums from K-pop, when you get a like a K-pop album, so I'm gonna use a NewJeans one because I recently ordered one. It's like a box that's like yay big. It's like the size of a, like a laptop, and it's thick. You open the album, you get a post, you get five posters, you get photo cards, you get a book of the song lyrics. Where's you the get album? A you get a photo book.
Where's the album?
With a bunch of pictures of all the
Where's members the album?
Then at the very back, you get a little thing that holds the CD. You might even get some stickers.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes into K-pop albums. So one of the main things in there is photo cards. So photo cards are basically like little, like cards that are like the size of like a playing card, and they have a picture of a member on them with a little design on the back. They're like cardstock. And so that's one thing that fans will do is they'll collect the pictures,
mm-hmm.
and they'll trade or they'll like put them in binders, and so they have like these big binders of just like K-pop artist pictures.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's one thing I didn't talk about. Biases. So within each group, you have a bias. So your bias is your favorite member of the whole group, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, for example, my favorite member of NewJeans would be Minji. So my goal is to collect all the Minji photo cards, basically.
Okay.
And then, like, if I open it and I'm like, get a card of, like, let's say Danielle, who's not my favorite in the group, I'm gonna be upset and I'm gonna rip it in half and I'm gonna burn it in a fire.
Oh.
But people get serious. Like, I've seen videos of people, like, crying when they open it and it's, like, their least favorite member. Or, like, there's another thing that people do, which is, like, trading. So you'll give them a card and they'll give you one. Like, they ship it to each other and sometimes they'll, like, give them fake cards. So like they pick it up and it's like a cardboard cutout and they like put it like a picture or like on the card. It's so serious. I'm so serious.
Oh, I'm gonna do that. I'm sorry, selling them.
But yeah, there's like a lot more expected in a K-pop album. Concerts. So concerts is one thing that's very different. When you go to like, what's one of your favorite artists right now?
Let's just say, like, Cardi.
Okay, you're going to a Cardi B concert, right?
Okay.
What are you planning on doing there? Like, while you're watching in the audience?
I can't say that.
But you could get loud, yeah. You could be jumping up and down, you could be rapping all the lyrics.
Yeah.
Not at a K-pop concert.
What?
Not at a K-pop concert.
Am I just supposed to sit there quietly, legs crossed?
Almost, basically. So the way that K-pop concerts work, they're a lot quieter. You know, you can sing along, but they have these things called fan chants. So when you're listening to a song, right,
mm-hmm.
before the concert or before any performances, they'll put out these videos where they explain the fan chant. So while they're singing the song, there's supposed to be places where you're supposed to yell out something together as the fan base. So when they're singing the song, they're like, yeah. So, like, imagine you were, at, like, the ad-libs on a Cardi song.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you, like, cheered for. Like, you would say the ad-libs for her.
Oh.
Like, kind of like that.
That's not cultish.
Another part about it is light sticks. So
I've seen those, yeah.
Like every group has their fan-based light group. A light stick. For example, the BTS one. It's like a stick with their like name on it, and it has like a light bulb on the end.
Yeah.
There's some more interesting designs that I like. For example, have you ever seen the Blackpink one?
Is it the one that's like the heart?
A heart hammer, basically.
Yeah.
It's a hammer. NewJeans recently like revealed their light stick. It looks like a bunny. So that's another thing. They have fan names. So NewJeans fan names is Tokis are bunnies. The Seraphim is Fear Knots. Kepler is Keplians. Twice is Once.
Oh.
BTS is the Army. And each group has like a reason behind the names. Let me see. Like Twice is called, it has fan name is Once because like when you see them once, you'll love them twice, or something like that. It's real, like they have like, and then like a group like Luna, their group name is Orbit because like their name is Luna. But yeah, that's another thing. So you'll see a lot of light sticks at a concert and you'll like wave them to the beat. But yeah, I think that's like the most for concerts. Almost every song has a choreography attached to it. So like a lot of their songs, they'll like post like performance videos. Mm-hmm. And so like they'll show you like the choreo if you want to learn it and do it as a group. And that's just another thing, content. So like with Western artists, you'll see them do a lot of interviews and stuff like that. In Korea, they have like a lot of like variety shows that they'll go on. They have, basically they have idol shows where basically already formed K-pop groups will then again compete in idol shows. So basically like there's a lot of groups like Kepler. They were formed from like an idol show. They'll then go back to another idol show called, there's a show called Queendom, where a bunch of girl groups come together and they'll like write music for idol show, and they'll vote for the winner of all of those K-pop groups. So it's basically putting them through that same torture again. It's really fun to watch. But let's get to the part that I think is going to be the most fun. I'm going to show Nathan some K-pop music, and I'm going to ask his opinion on it. So where do you want to start? Do you want to start somewhere more tame? Something I think you'll like? Where do you want to start?
I don't really know. It just surprised me, because I don't know. Like, I really don't know.
Okay. Let's start calmer, all right?
Okay.
So NewJeans recently released some new music. Their next mini album, OMG. I'm going to play a little bit of it, and I want you to give me your thoughts and opinions. He's old and then it's about your baby. I want you to know, Nathan has been the most blade in the world. He just sat here flat faced. So what do you think about the vibe so far?
I most definitely like the instruments to the percussion.
What's that supposed to mean? This is dumb. I'm showing him a picture of the group. Which one do you think is Danielle that I was talking about?
I was thinking that one next.
So that's OMG. What are your thoughts on OMG, Nathan?
I don't know. I didn't like it.
Oh.
I didn't like it. That's just me personally.
Mm-hmm. I think, okay, let's take it to a completely different field. We're going to go to NMIX. So NMIX is one of JYP's more experimental groups, let's say that. So this was their debut song that they came out with. This is their first song they ever made. They came out with it 2022. One of the first, you know, groups. I'm showing you the performance video. This is basically the choreo with the song as well.
Yeah.
any thoughts coming out the gate?
I like the bottom in the beginning.
I want to talk about that a little bit. So Edmix is kind of known for that. That's kind of their shtick, right? Let's play another song by Edmix for you. So you saw how they like have like a vibe and then they switch it in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And their premium version.
Yeah.
And they probably put a Grammarly ad before this video too. That's what's killing me.
I feel like I've seen this before. I feel like I've seen this before.
This is Edmix Dice.
Like
that. No, no!
Spanish.
Come on.
The other one.
So as you can see, that's kind of their, you know, their thing. You know, they love to do a little Edmix change up. So, that's Edmix. That's kind of their shtick, you know, their little change up. Another group you've probably heard of, or you've heard on TikTok before, is Les Seraphim Anti-Fragile. They recently came out with this. And you've probably heard this before. This is the intro to the album. And so that's what some of them will do. They'll do intros to the album.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I'm fragile?
I really do like the intro.
So that's the intro to the album. So that's another thing that does you. Like, so when new groups make their first albums, they'll make, like, a introducing themselves kind of song. Mm-hmm. So, like, Kepler has this song called See the Light. And basically, like, one of the lyrics is just, we are Kepler. Over and over.
Oh.
Yeah. But this is their lead single for this album. So that's another thing. So when you have a K-pop album, instead of just calling them, like, they have lead singles as well, but instead of just calling the other songs on the album just songs, they call them B-sides. So you have your lead single, which is the main song of the album, and the B-sides, which are just, I guess, second to the song.
I am anti-fragile.
You might have heard this one before.
I'm anti-fragile, I'm anti-fragile, I'm anti-fragile, fragile, 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 fragile.
So you said you like Cardi B, right?
Yes.
So let me introduce you to Korea's Cardi B. Her name is Jessie. You might have seen her before.
Oh.
She had that song, Zoom In. You remember Zoom?
Oh, yeah.
So she had that song. She's basically like one of the main rap girls of Korea. So let's listen up. This is a song called Blooded.
Better.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. I thought that's what you would say.
A little bit.
Next, I'm gonna play a song from a boy group because I know I've been a little bit biased about the group I've been playing. This will be like the last one. I just want you to understand why we talk. Well, I talk about boy groups the way I do. So I'm playing a song by NCT.
Mm-hmm.
So NCT is a funky kind of group.
What do you mean funky?
So they have different subgroups. So one thing a group will do is they'll have like their group of members, and then they'll have subgroups within the group. So mm-hmm. for example, Luna, they have Luna, and there's three different subgroups within it, or subunits. So it's a group of three, a group of four, and another group of three. Or a group of... It's like four groups of four, because it's 12 of them. So they have their own songs within those subgroups, and then they have songs together. Twice, they have like three different units of three, because it's nine of them. So in NCT, there's like a lot of them. Like a lot of them. And each of them, like how many members of NCT total? 23 of them.
Oh, wait.
There's 23 of them. And there's four different subgroups. There's NCT U, NCT 127, NCT Dream, and Wavy. And this one right here is a song by NCT 127. And this kind of like sums up most boy group music in a video. I just want you to...
I think your computer wants you to get Grammarly.
I know. I think this is just... And that's another thing I didn't talk about. So each like album that they make is called a comeback. So when you have a comeback, it's when you basically they'll stop making music for a little bit, and then they'll make a new album that's called a comeback.
Okay.
So this is NCT Sticker on their comeback stage.
Oh. It's okay. Yeah. I mean, don't look at me like that. Okay. it's okay. Just from watching all the other things, I can kind of see what like the attraction would be in them. But
so this is like a fourth group. So those are all like fourth gen groups. So these are like the where the future of K-pop is going.
And it's not going far.
So, both this group and Mix are notoriously known for what is called as noise music. So it's basically like if Arca was to make their backing tracks. So yeah, that's kind of K-pop and where it is right now. I know I didn't really give you a good range in this little bit, but you know, I'll be pestering you with songs for the future from now on, since you know you've taken an interest into K-pop. But yeah, that has been the second episode of Pop or Flop.
Yep.
Closing remarks on K-pop. Do you think you'll listen? You'll try to find some music so we can bond together about it?
Okay. I'll listen to a few things, I guess. I mean, I think it's just like with like any other type of music. I just gotta find something that I like just to get me started, and then I'll like probably like set sail, like if you know what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, Thank you for joining us for another episode. We'll hope you'll stay posted. I think our next episode is going to be a collab episode with the folks
over. We aren't going to tell you who is joining, but you know, we're going to keep it a secret.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind. I have no idea what I was just saying. I got possessed by...
It was the spirits.
I got possessed by Nicki Minaj. She needs to get out of here. Oh. So, yep. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Yeah.
Ta-ta.
Bye.